This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mic was off. I'll do it again.
Yeah!
There you go.
Guttural.
Boom. The guttural scream this morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you on a, what's been a fantastic weekend. I don't think you can deny that. Anytime you get a chance to win a World Series, it's a big deal. It's a really, really big deal. And you're
finally
excited about it. Finally, God. Oh, it's been so long. It's been so long. But we are here, live, in action this morning, Monday, April 15th. That's tax day. It used to be. I don't know if it still is anymore. It's not. Ben is shaking his head at me. I'm sure he knows exactly when it is. We'll get to him in a second. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and knower of all things like when is tax day officially. I would say that's a fair assessment of you. I would call you if I needed you on the weekend to say, when is tax day, Ben?
I like when the Padres take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers.
Me too.
Just want to say that to start. Tax day is April 15th for most of the world, but for San Diego County residents, because of our flooding and rain, even if you weren't affected by it, you don't actually have to have your taxes in until next month. I think it's June 17th is the extended deadline. So no worries today if you live in San Diego County. If you're listening to us somewhere else on our app,
maybe
or
LA,
watching on YouTube.
Maybe LA. Good morning, Dodger fans. I know you're there.
Make sure you get those taxes in by the end of the day today. Midnight is the deadline for the rest of the country.
Good morning. Good morning, Los Angeles. Great to talk to you guys. I know you're here. You'll be in the chat soon. You know, making disparaging comments. Listen, it's just a game, buddy. Just a game. It's just a series against the lowly Padres. It's no big deal. You'll be fine. Sometimes little brother comes into your room while you're asleep. He takes his pants off and he gives you a mushroom welt right on the top of your forehead. And then he runs out. That's what happens. Sometimes he does it twice.
Do you know what that means, Ben?
I do not know what that means, and I don't know that probably we can explain it.
Just think about it. You think about it, you get back to me.
Once you figure it out, let us know.
So, listen. That was awesome. That was an awesome, awesome weekend of baseball. It was so much fun. I loved most of it. Loved most of it. Of course, we will get into all of it. Every bit of it. I want to get as in the weeds and detailed on these games as we possibly can. By the way, it was super petty, which I love. You know I love the pettiness. So petty from both fan bases, both teams, all, of course, started by Dave Roberts, as usual. His little petty business before the first inning of game one really sparked the team early on Friday. And we can get into all of it. Mike Schilt came right back with some pettiness. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's everything you could want in a series against your big brother, right? That's what you want. And it was awesome. It was awesome. Other than that, how was the weekend for everybody? I know you played some golf. I followed through on my promise from Friday as well, which was amazing.
You did? I did. Saw the pictures, so I know you did. So yesterday, I did something that I haven't done in a very, very long time, which I know you do all the time. But I sat in front of the television for 9 straight hours yesterday.
Hold on. All right, I don't understand the backhanded comment at me. I can't remember the last time I sat in front of the television for 9 hours.
You haven't done that in a while?
Well, no,
you've got kids.
I've got two small children. You go to Channel 10 at what, 2? You're there till 11? You're sitting in front of a TV. I would murder.
No, I was off yesterday.
No, I know.
I actually sat on my own couch and just watched the Masters and then the Padres and did not do anything yesterday. And it was so nice.
That was an absolute load yesterday.
Just like you.
So
you can relate. Some days you just feel like you want to be...
I wanted to get my woods on. Load all day.
You want to feel like a worthless piece of ass who accomplishes nothing. You know, much like yourself, watching TV.
I was jealous.
What are you... I never do that. I never get a chance to sit and watch.
You're always talking about, I watch this, I watch that all the time. When we come in on the weekend, I saw this, and I go like, where do you find the time to watch the shows that you watch?
Well, I watch shows after the kids go to bed.
Right.
But during the day, we had a sitter yesterday. So we were supposed to have an adult league game, Paulie and I. 11 p.m. It was like strike three, game over, Padres lose, right, on Saturday. And I'm like, well, at least we got the Tier 1 game tomorrow. Bing! Text comes through from the commissioner. All 9 a.m. games canceled. I'm like, no! I mean, it was like the last out was recorded.
Because
and
of
I got that
rain?
Text.
Or?
Because of rain in Escondido. I think it rained all of a tenth of an inch in Escondido. Paul, you live in Escondido. Was it bad at all?
For like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. When it was coming down really hard.
Okay, so it dumped.
Oh, yeah.
Just enough to wreck our Sunday.
I'm not saying it dumped all night or anything like that, but... You know, for however long it was raining, it really rained.
So
this is gonna suck.
So they canceled the game. So I'm livid. I'm like, we have a sitter. Hannah had a baby shower for her best friend, Elise, who's having a baby boy in June. So she's gonna be gone all day. But we had a sitter that was gonna be there till I got home, which was gonna be about 1 or 2. So I go, babe, can we keep the sitter? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. We're already paying her. I go, oh, thank God. So I went to the gym, went to the grocery store. Took care of some biz. I got home. I like snuck in the house. Was like, I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm not here. So I go back to my room and I shut the door and I start watching the Masters. I doze off within 10 minutes. I mean, it was it's the Masters. It's awesome. It was boring as all get out. It really was a boring Masters. I'm sorry. It wasn't.
You're not wrong.
About 10 minutes.
I mean, Scottie Scheffler is fantastic. And there
He's
was a
great.
Time when there was like four-way
guys,
tied for the
yeah.
lead. But
it
for the most
last.
Part, there wasn't a ton of drama in the Masters. No.
It didn't last at all. But so the sitter stays. And then I've got these demon seeds till like 6 o'clock last night. So even while the Padres game was on, I mean, I was slammed with dad duty. But I'm glad you got a day. Everyone needs the TikTokers, they think they invented it, rotting.
Rotting. I did some rotting.
You did couch rotting.
Couch rotting yesterday.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry if I insulted you, but I know you can get your kids to sit and watch like movies with you sometimes.
And
I know that's not for 9 straight hours, but... It just seems like it never happens for me. So it was fun to have a day where I really didn't have anything to do. I just took care of the business early and then sat down like 11 o'clock until about 8 p.m. and pretty much did nothing.
That's amazing.
The entire day. And it was really nice because I can't remember the last time I did that.
It begs the question, on those days, what did you eat? And I know you're watching your figure.
Well, we went to breakfast before the 11 o'clock. I took my boys out to 101 Diner in Encinitas.
Oh,
so
clutch.
Before the Masters started. And then I wasn't hungry the rest of the day until around 7 we ordered the kebab shop.
Delicious and healthy.
Yeah, and pretty healthy,
yeah,
actually.
Healthy,
I had the carved chicken.
Yeah.
wrap. It was delicious, and I didn't snack all day. I felt like
that's good.
That's just you know.
That's tough to do on a rot.
On a rot, yeah, I know.
When you're on a rot, you just got a bag of Cheetos next to you.
That's not that. If I'm not going to do anything, then I can't just let myself just eat all day. But my treat was getting to watch my two of my favorite sporting events: the Masters and the Padres beating the Dodgers, all in one day.
That's one hell of a day. I took the kids, as we talked about on Friday, it was a big to-do in my house. My son, Bo, really wanted wings. He just, you know, you get something in your mind, and he'd never really had them before. So I told my wife, I go, I got hours to burn. You're going to Billy Joel, and who's the other guy? Sting. And you guys are going to have fun. I want to take them to Hooters, and then I want to go to Dave and Buster's in Mission Valley, because they like to play games. So I figured out the best way. Invited another dad, my friend Kevin, and Bo's best friend Jackson. So ran it by his wife at Bo's
weekend too.
At Bo's at Bo's basketball clinic, and she goes, "Yeah, that's fine." And I looked at it and I go, "See, everything's fine. We're just going to eat some wings." So we get down there. We walk in, bro. I walk in with these one on each hand, and six of the hostesses or waitresses or servers. Oh, look at these little guys. And there, Taylor's just looking. I think Taylor's all in. I mean, I think he was all in. So we sit down. We order our food. Kevin shows up. Our buddy Sam was in the neighborhood. He stopped by and had some wings with us. It was delicious. They were fantastic. It was everything I remembered about Hooters wings. Crushed it. We had such a good time. Then we loaded up the car. We walked, or we drove over to Dave and Buster's in Mission Valley. It was basically like somebody gave you meth and you had to walk through. It was the most, they had UFC, so UFC was going. So was, dude, it was like a Padres game. I mean, you walk, excuse me, pardon me, and you got two little kids, one on each arm. That, Dad, I want to play this. Oh, I want to play this. My anxiety went through the roof. We were there for 30 minutes. I was like, I'll get you some ice cream. We got to get out of here. We got home. The Padres game was delayed, so it was actually nice. Got them showered and put in bed, and then game started late. It was actually really, really perfect, except for the outcome on Saturday. But other than that, man, phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. Just a great, great family weekend, too. And, of course, my wife gets caught in 4K at Billy Joel and Sting. And I had asked her, I go, are you going hard? So she's like, no, I have a shower all day tomorrow. I go, all right. I don't care if you do. Just have fun. Be careful. Paulie's wife, Megan, tweets, oh my God, is that Hannah? Somebody had taken pictures of like the first two rows at the show. And there's my wife.
You didn't realize she had first two row seats.
Somebody bumped her up. They ran into somebody that wanted to move them up to the front. And the reason they did it, and I'd heard this for years, Billy Joel doesn't sell the first two rows of his concerts. He doesn't sell them. Like, you can be the richest guy in the world, like, I want front row. Billy Joel's like, third's the best I can do for you. And they take people, and they just randoms. And they say, come on down. And it's really cool. Like, it's a really cool thing that they do. Well, they got picked. So this picture comes out from one of the girls that works at the UT. There's my beloved missus in the front row, Cutwater in hand, just looking like, yeah, it was so, I just text her, I go, you're busted.
Now, being down that close, she was probably exposed to all of the rain.
Oh, yeah,
it started.
She got hit with the rain.
I saw a lot of tier ones out there getting soaked during that concert, but I just saw the picture for the first time.
Oh, it's so good. so funny. And cut water in hand, big old glass of something in the other. I'm like, that a girl, have a good time. So she paid the piper yesterday, was not feeling her best, but we had a great weekend. Obviously it didn't hurt that our boys grabbed two big wins. I mean, two wins that it's a series in April against the Dodgers, you know, BFD at the end of the day. But you talked about torpedoing this week and how this week really could have gotten away and been torpedoed. And it just gives you such a good feeling coming in this morning, thinking about the direction and things that you can look at this team and go, okay, you're starting to really change my mind. You really are. And I think that was a common sentiment among Padres fans. They finally lowered themselves last night enough to talk about the San Diego Padres in a positive manner. Carl Ravage, who's the other guy? Eddie Perez. They finally lowered themselves enough to say, this Padres team feels a little bit different. They've been fighting a lot lately, you know, coming back. I mean, they finally did it. We'll talk about the broadcast. I'm glad to know that I wasn't the only one that was being a giant baby about it. You saw it.
I could not stand it. It was one of my least favorite national broadcasts.
You've got to sync it up to 97
of all time.
I can't.
You say that.
I can't
do
it.
My wife did it. She figured it out.
No. Not I can't. Like, I'm not able.
It's also that.
Paulie, I have. Well, it's that, too. But I have to see it.
Why would you put yourself through that for 3 hours?
For content. Literally for content. Did you see my Twitter? It was my Super Bowl last night. I've never played better. I was 29 of 31 for 455 yards and 4 touchdowns.
We know how good Jesse and Tony are.
You also know how bad ESPN is.
But this is our only, you know, one of our only chances all year to see what they're going to do. How are they going to handle the San Diego Padres versus the LA Dodgers? I came in with an open mind. Hey, we'll see how they do it.
You knew I was going to be a baby about it.
It was ridiculous. They should be ashamed of themselves in the national broadcast.
They should.
For how they handled that game last night.
I watched about 2 innings. It was as bad as it always is. It's never any different with ESPN. You know that going into it. You deserve any pain that it caused.
Well, like I said, I played the game of my life on Twitter last night. If Twitter was a game, I would have won the MVP, I think. I mean, I was red hot, and I couldn't have done it if I was just listening to my beloved Tony and my beloved Jesse. There's just no way. You had to keep watching to say, how much lower can they go? And then they would go lower. It was truly amazing. And again, I'm glad that you feel the same way. Because I know I always am like a baby about it. When Ben is a baby about it, you know they did something wrong.
We'll talk about it all coming up, getting to the entire weekend of the Padres taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. And, of course, right back at it today with another game. So we'll set the stage. Padres in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers later this afternoon. Yeah, they're I saw there. Wheels down.
Wheels
I saw the
down.
Tweet.
They're nestled quietly in the fister as we speak.
They're being haunted as we try to get a little bit of sleep before today's game. We will set the menu for what we've got coming up on the program today. Should be a very fun Monday. And yes, everybody in the chat, Woods is aware.
Fister? Yeah, absolutely.
That he made his jelly bean promise.
Been doming myself out about it since I woke up this morning.
So it will happen, he says, at some point in the program today. I guess we'll have to set it on the menu when we come back. Jelly beans are on the menu on Ben and Woods this morning.
Let's do 8 o'clock.
All right, 8 o'clock is the
Yeah,
the
I was going to do it in the open, and I thought if I vomit,
I think this is something we want to.
I'll go home.
Set the tone.
We want to stretch it out a little bit.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
All right, it is Ben and Woods. Let's get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick on a Monday morning. Happy Monday out there, San Diego. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Praise Pauly for going out and supporting one of our terrific guests, Jen Sturger, at her comedy show on Friday night.
No doubt, man.
Nice job, Pauly, representing.
You. How was that?
She was fantastic. It was a lot of fun to hear her story.
Hear her.
Hear her.
It's a little bit of a tongue
story. And all the things that have happened in her life, all the big changes that she kind of alluded to when we had her on last week.
Yeah.
It's now part of her act.
That's got to be the tough part of like, hey, I went through this gnarly divorce and now I'm going to talk about it.
I want you to all laugh about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's how you get through life. At least I do. You have to kind of make fun of the things that are not great in your life. Maybe it helps you get through it and certainly helped her audience. I mean, she slayed, though, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. She killed it. She had some lines that was like, good God. Like, just, it was just her taking a giant crap on her husband, her ex-husband.
Can you tell the one, the mother-in-law one?
No. God,
oh,
no.
All right.
On the
fine.
Air?
Okay. All right. Fine.
No, absolutely
right.
Not.
Okay. You know, I just thought about it.
You just got to go to a show.
Just got to go to a show.
She's in town. She'll be back. We'll
she's
let you know.
She's working on trying to get a Netflix special.
Was Adam there?
Adam was not
that
there.
Surprises
not,
me.
Not that I saw.
Jen Sturger's biggest fan.
All right, here's the menu for today's show, and obviously we're going to go very in-depth on last night's game, the win, the broadcast, the revenge game for Jurickson Profar, as it were. And as much as he will play it off and shrug and smile, because that's what Jurickson does.
What a smile he's got.
He clearly, that meant a lot to him and his teammates that he was able to come through.
And his fan base.
One game after the comments that were made by Will Smith, the catcher for the Dodgers, when said what is basically irrelevant is what he said on Saturday night after he got into a little bit of an argument at home plate and the benches cleared, no punches were thrown, but it was kind of hanging over everybody's minds going into that game.
I don't know what his deal was. He thought we were trying to throw at him. I don't know why we would have thrown at him. He's kind of irrelevant, but. Yeah, I don't know. He started mouthing off, and everybody came out. I don't know why he was throwing such a big deal about that.
He should save his energy and save his mouth for doing the things that he's good at, you know, like drinking milk and like flavorless food. I look at Will Smith, great player. The biggest goober vibes I've ever seen. Like the least amount of aura I've ever seen in a player. They both hit back-to-back in that lineup. It's Freddie Freeman and Will Smith.
You know, Jurickson admitted I was probably in the wrong a little bit.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
And I thought it was over after that.
Of course.
But Will Smith broke the code. There is a code among ballplayers.
100%, Benny.
And you don't insult them like that.
Correct.
Unless they started something and insulted you. Jurickson Profar didn't insult anyone. He got a little bit.
He did.
Jurickson overreacted to a ball that was inside and started jawing. That's an emotional reaction in the heat of a ball game. What Will Smith did, though, Will Smith did after the game was broke the code that you don't say something like that about another ball.
Don't know why we would have thrown at him. He's kind of irrelevant, but.
Well, and especially a guy that.
Keep my
left fielders.
Name out your mouth.
That's Will
that's
Smith,
a Will Smith
doing. At
it's Will Smith on Will Smith.
Will Smith on Will Smith. Especially a guy, and Schulte alluded to this in the post game yesterday. That guy's got 10 years in the big leagues. By definition, you can't really be irrelevant with 10 years in the big leagues. Like, that is that mark that they all strive to get. And he got it. He got it a couple
weeks
ago.
Even if you're not a star, even if you're never an all-star.
Oh, 100%.
Just to make it 10 years in the big leagues,
yeah,
you obviously
tired,
are a professional and have gone about things the right way to stick around that long. Someone sees the value in you. You're not
that's
irrelevant.
Tired. That's so tired by Will Smith. And again, like I said on Twitter last night, this is a rarity for the baseball gods to look down upon the Dodgers and go, you know what? I will now smite you for your big mouth. It rarely happens to them. It happened when DR guaranteed a World Series, smited. And it happened last night to Will Smith. I mean, what a situation. Bases loaded. Jerkson comes to the plate. Smited, right? Like, it just so rarely happens to them. And it did last night. And it felt good as a Padres fan to see that.
So we'll get to our Padres wrap-up, the highlights. And I haven't heard Jesse and Tony's highlights yet. Looking forward to that coming up at 6:35. We'll get into the horribly biased ESPN broadcast.
Bro.
If you were listening on television, we will certainly discuss that. Pretty much the first half of the show, all about the weekend that was Saturday's game. And then Friday, the epic win, another signature win for the San Diego Padres this season on Friday night, the 11-inning victory with Jackson Merrill driving in the go-ahead run. We'll talk about all of it.
What a weekend for Jackson Merrill.
That kid's special, man. So super special.
Jackson and Jurickson and all the Jay sons on the Padres had a huge weekend. Then Sammy Levitt, who was up there in Los Angeles doing the pre- and post-game show in person, will join us for a little in-season Sammy at 8:35 this morning. Rival Report, I will probably have some thoughts on the Masters, but as Wood said, really wasn't a lot of drama, so we can keep that at a minimum today and really focus in on your San Diego Padres during the next 3.5 hours of the program this morning. So looking forward to it. Let's get right to it. Our Padres wrap-up highlights of last night, Sunday night, nationally televised victory and series victory over the L.A. Dodgers, coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We made an executive decision because of everything that went on over the weekend. We want to go so focused in on the Padres-Dodgers series that we're going to push back our normal 7 o'clock hour segments, Take on Woods and Don't Do This, to the 8 o'clock hour. So the next 90 minutes are devoted to Padres-Dodgers. And we're going to take phone calls, 833-288-0973.
We want to hear from you.
Reacting to anything that you saw this weekend at Dodger Stadium. We'll talk about, first of all, Sunday's, yesterday's game, and the broadcast and everything in our first segment here. But if you want to get online, 833-288-0973. Our Padres wrap up the highlights of the 6-3 win over the Dodgers coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh, my God. I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
1-1 pitch, Machado smacks it in the air, deep to left center field. Outman's going back to watch. This one, gonna go! Second of the weekend for Manny Machado. And the Padres jump in front 1-0 here in the fourth inning. Manny has now hit in 8 consecutive games. Smith walked his first time. That is the only walk Darvish has allowed today. And this one is lined to left center. Merrill on the move. Going to have to play it on a hop. Freeman got a good read. He's going to round third, coming to score. An RBI single for Will Smith. And a 1-1 game here in the fourth inning. As the 2-2 to Muncy's hit in the air to deep right. Fernando's going back. He's at the wall to watch. This one going to go. Long home run over the bullpen and right for Muncy. His fourth of the year. A 2-run shot. And the Dodgers lead for the first time today. It's 3-1. Bases loaded, no out. The 0-2 grounded softly. Out to Betts at short. Goes to second one. Lux's turn is in time. A double play. And he comes in to score. It is now 3-2. 1-0 pitch, hit hard on the ground up the middle. Diving stop. Betts from the outfield. Grass throw to first. Gets away. The game is tied as Profar comes in to score. Here's the 1-0. Bergson swings, hits it in the air to deep center field. Outman's racing back. Straight back, still going back, at the wall. Hits off the fence and rolls away. Bogarts has scored. Tatis on his way. Cronenworth being waved. Profar stops it second with a 3-run double. And the Padres lead it 6-3.
So much for being irrelevant in this ball game.
It's to Hernandez, bounce back up the middle near the bag at second. Xander's got it, steps on the bag in time, throw to first in time, and a double play to end the ball game. Padres come to L.A. and take 2 out of 3, and Jurickson Profar, Mr. Relevant, a 3-run bases-clearing double in the 7th inning, the difference in this game as the Padres win it by a final of 6-3.
Series wins, a series win, you know, I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. You know, regardless of who we're competing against, we're going to win a series, and look, do we want to win another series? So, you know, it's always good to win a series. It's a hard-fought series. Back and forth, but ultimately it's about how we compete.
Woo! Some shade from Tony Gwynn Jr. on that Jurickson Profar 3-run double call. Padres win 6-3 over the LA Dodgers. And yeah, take the series, Mike Schilt's second series victory in a row.
Yep.
And last Monday, we were sitting here and I said, this week makes me a little nervous. Padres can... you know, things can go poorly. A hot Cubs team coming to Petco Park, then you got to go to L.A. And I said, I will take 3-3. 4-2 would be kind of the dream scenario. Get you back to 500 after the week. You get through a really tough week in your schedule. And the Padres did it. They went 4-2 against the Cubs and Dodgers this week. Two teams that are expect to be competing for postseason spots. You certainly expect the Dodgers to be there at the end of the year. A really good week of baseball for your San Diego Padres. Capped Woods by last night's win, in which, by the way, Padres did not take advantage of 14 walks the way they could have.
Oh.
That could have been a 15-3 game pretty easily.
I mean.
And the Dodgers escaped a number of jams. But you know the Padres hit into 4 double plays.
Oh, I do. Of course I do.
In that game yesterday and still beat the Dodgers.
It's a damn wreck. You had all those guys on base. You had 4 DPs. And you know, honestly, like some pretty bad situational hitting at times. And you look at it and go, all right, those are the kind of games when you know you don't play your best and you know you left food on the table. You come away from those victories going, whew, all right, we needed some of those. And we didn't have those last year.
Well, yeah, altogether, those were the kind of games that you always lost last season.
Always
lost.
And so, listen.
2-for-12 with runners in scoring position, 10 runners left on base. It was the recipe for a 2023 defeat. The recipe was right there.
Right there. All you had to do is put it in the oven and set it to 450, and you're like, all right, another L I'm going to be eating tomorrow. 100%, Benny. I was really encouraged by a lot that I saw this weekend. The bullpen, a couple of guys notwithstanding, the bullpen picked up the starters this week, whereas the starters picked up the bullpen a little bit last week. So you can get that all going at the same time, man. This team could be pretty special, but I loved the attitude, I think, and it's such a general thing to say. Now, listen, they're going to look lifeless and listless at some point this season. It's coming. It's going to come. It's a long season. There's going to be a streak or a skid where you go, geez, man, what happened to the fight? I'm going to get a tweet from somebody going, I thought this team was different, right? Like, it just happens. It's the nature of the game and the season and the business. So you know that that's coming. I'd put it off as long as you can, man, and keep building off of this, hey, we don't give up mentality. And really hard to sustain for 162. You don't want to. You don't want to have to keep grinding and clawing back in every single game. You want to establish some dominance in some of these games and take it to them. But how could you not come away, if you're a Padres fan, feeling a little bit better and a little bit different about this team, its skipper, and the guys in the clubhouse right now?
I will say of you, Darvish, his breaking balls weren't sharp. They made a point of that on the broadcast. They weren't wrong. He was not landing them the way he usually does. However, the only time the Dodgers did any damage, the 3 runs that they scored in the bottom of the 4th inning, one was on a Freddie Freeman double that was not a bad pitch. He buried it inside.
Yeah,
only Freeman keeps that fair.
They said that on the broadcast, too.
Yeah, and then Max Muncy's 2-run home run hit exactly the mitt where he wanted to. I mean, Campy's target up and in.
Up and in.
That's where he was trying to throw it.
It was middle, I think. I think it leaked middle.
I mean, they showed both the umpire cam and where Campy was set up. And he hit the mitt on that. And Muncy just turned on. And, you know, they've got some players who can get some swings on the ball. And that's going to happen against the Dodgers. But, you know, otherwise, I thought you battled and you made the point about the bullpen was absolutely sensational for two of those three games of that series. All right, Padres got their first run. You heard it on Manny Machado's solo home run to lead off the fourth inning. Got to mention the Dodger fan who caught it out in left center field. And if you were watching the television broadcast, they caught on really fast there. He caught the ball, and Paulie was listening, so he didn't really see exactly what happened. The Dodger fan made a nice catch, like reached up, grabbed it in his glove, and then kind of pulls it down, and then reaches into his pocket to pull out
his jacket
a baseball
pocket
that he had brought with him, and threw that back on the field so that he could keep Manny's home run ball without getting booed by the Dodgers fans in the outfield.
Bro, Paulie, he was slick with it, man.
Saw the video.
Okay,
yeah.
So then he was cradling that Manny
45 times.
He was cradling the Manny ball in his glove, right? So then they're showing him. And then you see him do this on the broadcast. Oh, God. Looks at his phone. And his son next to him looks at his phone.
Everyone's texting him.
Then you see him pick the phone up. Hello? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. I know. Yeah. I mean, it was priceless. Then Buster Olney goes around to interview him. This is not Dodger loving. He was fantastic. He was a great interview. Better interview than Will Smith, I'll tell you that right now. He was like, yeah, I'm kind of a ball hawk. I collect balls. My wife gets kind of mad at me.
So he must have like season tickets or sit out there regularly.
He goes out for says MVP. He's a ball hawk. There's a bunch of them who sit in the outfield. And then he said, I knew Manny's coming up and he hits balls out here all the time. I was ready for it.
Ready. Be ready with the ball in your pocket.
It was so good.
But I didn't want to get booed by the Dodger, the bleacher bums out here. And so I wanted to have a ball I could throw back out. But I wanted to keep that ball.
It was great.
Buster asked him, so you're going to keep it? He goes, yeah, I'm going to keep it. Put it on my mantle. This is a great one.
This is a Manny home run ball. Right? It was really good. But let's talk about the broadcast for a moment. I knew it was going to be Dodger heavy. It's at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers are the team that everyone at ESPN and every other network, Ben, picked to run away with the West. They still very well may. But they have, you know better than me, right? There's pre-produced packages that they're going to run. They're going to do all of their bits that they did. The problem for me really resonated in that they forgot to call game action when the Padres did anything of note, right? And then there were times during the game where, like, you know what? You want to do a thing with Shohei Ohtani and his shoes? Great. Like, he's the biggest star on the planet.
Boy, I forgot. There was a lot of cleat talk. Cleat talk.
Right? It doesn't bother me when they do it. I don't care. They're winning games. Like, do what you want to do. It was like a Foot Locker commercial, though. It was a three-hour Foot Locker commercial with a little bit of baseball sprinkled in here and there. The problem was, though, was like, even when the Padres did something good, Jurickson Profar hits that ball. All the things going on right now, right? Like this tie ball game, all the things going on. Profar gets that ball. Eddie Perez and Carl Ravage were incensed that he watched it for a second before he made it. You know, he should be on third. They did probably 4 minutes straight on it of like why he should be. He just cleared the bases against the team last night. They called him irrelevant. And instead of what a moment, this is unbelievable. Yeah, he really needs to run out of the box hard. It was just little weird things like that that went down all night. You could hear like the disappointment, you know, in their voices when the Padres, that's a big moment in that game.
That was my big, I have no problem. I know they were going to feature the Dodgers and their stars as they should. It's you know, they're going to have a lot of viewers and they want to do those stories. And Shohei Ohtani is a major star. Mookie Betts is a major star. That's fine. But broadcasters, to me, even if you're a home team broadcaster, you have a bit of a responsibility to call the game somewhat neutrally. And while I didn't mind that they pointed out that Jurickson Profar probably should have been on third, and, you know, he did have three runners in front of him and he couldn't just pass them. So he couldn't just sprint right past anyone because they all had to wait until to see if the ball was caught.
Who's my guy that just got thrown out at third earlier in the week? What's his name? His name's Jurickson Profar. I'm fine with him taking a double there all day.
What bothered me, though, is that it was very obvious that they were then hoping that the Dodgers would come back and make Jurickson pay for not being on third. That run the Padres didn't get is going to haunt the team. And every time the Dodgers did even the tiniest little thing, you could hear the hope in Carl Ravage's voice and Eduardo Perez. Oh, this is the thread that's going to unravel it for the San Diego Padres. It was palpable during the broadcast. And the glasses that they put on, Mookie Betts is a great player, but his error, which scored the tying run, they acted as though was one of the greatest plays in defensively of the season, Paul, in baseball.
They literally, so it was,
he made a nice stop.
So Bo and I are watching him, and they called it there, and then he gets up and throws it wildly. Freeman with a Hosmer-esque swipe at it, not even close. And you go, oh, great, we just tied the game on that. They didn't even mention that they tied the game. All they did, Paulie, they literally said, oh, my God, just what an athletic play. Oh, I think the grass is still wet from the rain, which is why he probably threw that away. But what a play. What an effort. And I'm sitting there, and Bo goes, that was a nice play. I go, yeah, but there was an error, and they scored the tying run. He goes, well, still a nice play. I go, it's not a nice play if you don't finish it. It's half of a nice play. A nice play is you get up, and by the way, he was up in good fielding position, like it was athletic. Bro, he's got to make that throw.
He had time.
He had all the time.
He had time to get Merrill, even the fast Merrill at first base, with a somewhat accurate throw.
They literally called Campy like a noodle arm in the first inning. Then they said, and they get the very slow runner, Luis Campusano, and I'm like, what are you guys doing here on this broadcast? It was really, really odd. Then they did the Mookie package later on in the show, the animated package with Mookie Betts. Paulie, I'm not kidding you. They basically said, give him enough time, he can win a Masters green jacket. They said there's nothing he can't do.
I saw the graphic.
You saw the graphic, muted. Yeah. And it was just like, you give him a scalpel, he could do open heart surgery probably by the weekend. Like, he doesn't need much. Like, he's a great player.
Is this your first Sunday night Dodgers-Padres broadcast?
It's not, obviously. But holy smokes, you can't forget that there's a baseball game going on in front of you as you're in the midst of doing things to the Dodgers players. I mean, it was crazy, and it was up and down the lineup. It was the pitching. It was all of it. And so, listen, at the end of the day, who cares? You got the huge, huge series win. Kept that thing rolling. What a moment for Jerks and Profar. What a moment that was. That ball was, 6 inches from going out for a grand slam? I couldn't have cared less that he didn't end up on third. They pinch ran for him anyway. Sugar got thrown out stealing third base. But they harped on Jerickson for a good solid half inning for not being at third on that too. So that was, it just sounded really obviously one-sided. But hey, man, at the end of the day, you come out with that series win. That's really all that matters. There's good fodder.
You mentioned the pettiness earlier.
Holy cow, dude.
And this was a good note that they had, that Dave Roberts, from the very start of the series, was like, you know, went right to Manny Machado, went to the umpires and said, hey, watch Manny Machado where he sets up in the on-deck circle. You know, he's too close. He's in the pitcher's field of vision. And the umpires went and talked to Manny. Manny was like,
he's like, what?
This is what I've always done. And you could see that it rankled the Padres. The Padres, then, you saw the moment in the game yesterday when Mike Schilt was upset about the switching out of baseballs.
For
Shohei Ohtani. Apparently, the next home run, he tied Hideki Matsui with all-time home runs by an Asian-born or Japanese-born player. And the next one's going to be a quote-unquote milestone home run. So they have these special marked balls so they know which one's the right one if it gets hit into the stands. But they have to then switch them out for the pitchers. And it interrupts, obviously, whoever's in the game. And the time it was Wandy Peralta.
Yep.
They got, no, take the ball away from him. Oh, no, wait, take it away from him and give him this other ball. There's a game being played, and I certainly, it seems like overkill that you have to mark a baseball for Shohei Ohtani, you know, in his first
three weeks
for the Padres. We made an executive decision because of everything that went on over the weekend. We want to go so focused in on the Padres-Dodgers series that we're going to push back our normal 7 o'clock hour segments, Take on Woods and Don't Do This, to the 8 o'clock hour. So the next 90 minutes are devoted to Padres-Dodgers. And we're going to take phone calls, 833-288-0973.
We want to hear from you.
Reacting to anything that you saw this weekend at Dodger Stadium. We'll talk about, first of all, yesterday's game, and the broadcast and everything in our first segment here. But if you want to get online, 833-288-0973. Our Padres wrap up the highlights of the 6-3 win over the Dodgers coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
1-1 pitch, Machado smacks it in the air, deep to left center field. Outman's going back to watch. This one, gonna go! Second of the weekend for Manny Machado. And the Padres jump in front 1-0 here in the fourth inning. Manny is now hit in 8 consecutive games. Smith walked his first time. That is the only walk Darvish has allowed today. And this one is lined to left center. Merrill on the move. Going to have to play it on a hop. Freeman got a good read. He's going to round third, coming to score. An RBI single for Will Smith. And a 1-1 game here in the fourth inning. As the 2-2 to Muncy's hit in the air to deep right. Fernando's going back. He's at the wall to watch. This one going to go. Long home run over the bullpen and right for Muncy. His fourth of the year. A 2-run shot. And the Dodgers lead for the first time today. It's 3-1. Bases loaded, no out. The 0-2 grounded softly. Out to Betts at short. Goes to second one. Lux's turn is in time. A double play. And he comes in to score. It is now 3-2. 1-0 pitch, hit hard on the ground up the middle. Diving stop. Betts from the outfield. Grass throw to first. Gets away. The game is tied as Profar comes in to score. Here's the 1-0. Bergson swings, hits it in the air to deep center field. Outman's racing back, straight back, still going back, at the wall, hits off the fence and rolls away. Bogarts has scored, Tatis on his way, Cronenworth being waved, Profar stops it second with a 3-run double, and the Padres lead it 6-3.
So much for being irrelevant in this ball game.
Pitch to Hernandez, bounced back up the middle near the bag at second. Xander's got it, steps on the bag in time, throw to first in time, and a double play to end the ball game. Padres come to L.A. and take 2 out of 3, and Jurickson Profar, Mr. Relevant, a 3-run bases-clearing double in the 7th inning, the difference in this game as the Padres win it by a final of 6-3.
Series wins a series win, you know, I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. You know, regardless of who we're competing against, we're going to win a series, and look, do we want to win another series? So, you know, it's always good to win a series, a hard-fought series. Back and forth, ultimately it's about how we compete.
Woo! Some shade from Tony Gwynn Jr. on that Jurickson Profar 3-run double call. Padres win 6-3 over the LA Dodgers, and yeah, take the series, Mike Schilt. Second series victory in a row.
Yep.
And last Monday, we were sitting here, and I said, this week makes me a little nervous. Padres can... you know, things can go poorly. A hot Cubs team coming to Petco Park, then you got to go to L.A. And I said, I will take 3-3. 4-2 would be kind of the dream scenario. Get you back to 500 after the week. You get through a really tough week in your schedule. And the Padres did it. They went 4-2 against the Cubs and Dodgers this week. Two teams that are expect to be competing for postseason spots. You certainly expect the Dodgers to be there at the end of the year. A really good week of baseball for your San Diego Padres. Capped Woods by last night's win, in which, by the way, Padres did not take advantage of 14 walks the way they could have.
Oh.
That could have been a 15-3 game pretty easily.
I mean.
And the Dodgers escaped a number of jams. But you know the Padres hit into 4 double plays.
Oh, I do. Of course
I do. In that game yesterday and still beat the Dodgers.
It's a damn wreck. You had all those guys on base. You had 4 DPs. And you know, honestly, like some pretty bad situational hitting at times. And you look at it and go, all right, those are the kind of games when you know you don't play your best and you know you left food on the table. You come away from those victories going, whew, all right, we needed some of those. And we didn't have those last year.
Well, yeah, altogether, those were the kind of games that you always lost last season.
Always
lost.
And so, listen.
2-for-12 with runners in scoring position, 10 runners left on base. It was the recipe for a 2023 defeat. The recipe was right there.
Right there. All you had to do is put it in the oven and set it to 450, and you're like, all right, another L I'm going to be eating tomorrow. 100%, Benny. I was really encouraged by a lot that I saw this weekend. The bullpen, a couple of guys notwithstanding, the bullpen, you know, the bullpen picked up the starters this week, whereas the starters picked up the bullpen a little bit last week. So you can get that all going at the same time, man. This team could be pretty special, but I loved the attitude, I think, and it's such a general thing to say. Now, listen, they're going to look lifeless and listless at some point this season. It's just, it's coming. It's going to come. It's a long season. There's going to be a streak or a skid where you go, geez, man, what happened to the fight? I'm going to get a tweet from somebody going, I thought this team was different, right? Like, it just happens. It's the nature of the game and the season and the business. So you know that that's coming. I'd put it off as long as you can, man, and keep building off of this, hey, we don't give up mentality. And really hard to sustain for 162. You don't want to. You don't want to have to keep grinding and clawing back in every single game. You want to establish some dominance in some of these games and take it to them. But how could you not come away, if you're a Padres fan, feeling a little bit better and a little bit different about this team, its skipper, and the guys in the clubhouse right now?
I will say of Yu Darvish, his breaking balls weren't sharp. They made a point of that on the broadcast. They weren't wrong. He was not landing them the way he usually does. However, the only time the Dodgers did any damage, the three runs that they scored in the bottom of the fourth inning, one was on a Freddie Freeman double that was not a bad pitch. He buried it inside.
Yeah,
only Freeman keeps that fair.
They said that on the broadcast, too.
Yeah, and then Max Muncy's two-run home run hit exactly the mitt where he wanted to. I mean, Campy's target, up and in.
Up and in.
That's where he was trying to throw it.
It was middle, I think. I think it leaked middle.
I mean, they showed both the umpire cam and where Campy was set up. And he hit the mitt on that. And Muncy just turned on it. And, you know, they've got some players who can get some swings on the ball. And that's going to happen against the Dodgers. But, you know, otherwise, I thought you battled. And you made the point about the bullpen was absolutely sensational for two of those three games of that series. All right, Padres got their first run. You heard it on Manny Machado's solo home run to lead off the fourth inning. Got to mention the Dodger fan who caught it out in left center field. And if you were watching the television broadcast, they caught on really fast there. He caught the ball, and Paulie was listening, so he didn't really see exactly what happened. The Dodger fan made a nice catch, like reached up, grabbed it in his glove.
Boom.
And then kind of pulls it down and then reaches into his pocket to pull out
his jacket
baseball
pocket
that he had brought with him and threw that back on the field so that he could keep Manny's home run ball without getting booed.
Correct.
By the Dodgers fans in the outfield.
Bro, Paulie, he was slick with it, man.
Saw the video.
Okay,
yeah.
So then he was cradling that Manny
45 times.
He was cradling the Manny ball in his glove, right? So then they're showing him. And then you see him do this on the broadcast. Oh, God. Looks at his phone. And his son next to him looks at his phone.
Everyone's texting him.
Then
like you're
you see him pick the phone up. Hello? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. I know. Yeah. I mean, it was priceless. Then Buster Olney goes around the interview. Look, this is not Dodger loving. He was fantastic. He was a great interview. Better interview than Will Smith. I'll tell you that right now. He was like, yeah, I'm kind of a ball hawk. I collect balls. My wife gets kind of mad at me.
So he must have like season tickets or sit out there regularly.
He says he's a ball hawk. And there's a bunch of them who sit in the outfield. And then he said, I knew Manny's coming up and he hits balls out here all the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was ready for it.
Be ready with the ball in your pocket.
It was so good.
But I didn't want to get booed by the Dodger, the bleacher bums out here. And so I wanted to have a ball I could throw back out, but I wanted to keep that ball.
It was great.
Buster asked him, so you're going to keep it? He goes, yeah, I'm going to keep it.
Put
it on my mantle. This is a great one.
This is a Manny home run ball. Right? It was really good. But let's talk about the broadcast for a moment. I knew it was going to be Dodger heavy. It's at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers are the team that everyone at ESPN and every other network, Ben, picked to run away with the West. They still very well may. But they have, you know better than me, right? There's pre-produced packages that they're going to run. They're going to do all of their bits that they did. The problem for me really resonated in that they forgot to call game action when the Padres did anything of note, right? And then there were times during the game where, like, you know what? You want to do a thing with Shohei Ohtani and his shoes? Great. Like, he's the biggest star on the planet.
Boy, I forgot. There was a lot of cleat. A
lot of cleat talk.
Cleat talk.
Right? It doesn't bother me when they do it. I don't care. They're winning games. Like, do what you want to do. It was like a Foot Locker commercial, though. It was a three-hour Foot Locker commercial with a little bit of baseball sprinkled in here and there. The problem was, though, was like, even when the Padres did something good, Jurickson Profar hits that ball. All the things going on right now, right? Like this tie ball game, all the things going on. Profar gets that ball. Eddie Perez and Carl Ravage were incensed that he watched it for a second before he made it. You know, he should be on third. They did probably 4 minutes straight on it of like why he should be at the, he just cleared the bases against the team last night that called him irrelevant. And instead of, what a moment, this is unbelievable. Yeah, he really needs to run out of the box hard. It was just little weird things like that that went down all night. You could hear like the disappointment, you know, in their voices when the Padres, that's a big moment in that game.
That was my big, I have no problem. I know they were going to feature the Dodgers and their stars as they should. It's you know, they're going to have a lot of viewers and they want to do those stories, and Shohei Ohtani is a major star. Mookie Betts is a major star. That's fine. But broadcasters, to me, even if you're a home team broadcaster, you have a bit of a responsibility to call the game somewhat neutrally. And while I didn't mind that they pointed out that Jurickson Profar probably should have been on third, and, you know, he did have three runners in front of him and he couldn't just pass them. So he couldn't just sprint right past anyone because they all had to wait until to see if the ball was caught.
Who's my guy that just got thrown out at third earlier in the week? What's his name? His name's Jurickson Profar. I'm fine with him taking a double there all day.
What bothered me though is that it was very obvious that they were then hoping that the Dodgers would come back and make Jurickson pay for not being on third. That run the Padres didn't get is going to haunt the team. And every time the Dodgers did, even the tiniest little thing, you could hear the hope in Carl Ravage's voice and Eduardo Perez. Oh, this is the thread that's going to unravel it for the San Diego Padres. It was palpable during the broadcast. And the glasses that they put on, Mookie Betts is a great player, but his error, which scored the tying run, they acted as though was one of the greatest plays in defensively of the season, Paulie, in baseball.
They literally, so it was
he made a nice stop.
So Bo and I are watching him, and they called it there, and then he gets up and throws it wildly. Freeman with a Hosmer-esque swipe at it, not even close. And you go, oh, great, we just tied the game on that. They didn't even mention that they tied the game. All they did, Paulie, they literally said, oh, my God, just what an athletic play. Oh, I think the grass is still wet from the rain, which is why he probably threw that away. But what a play. What an effort. And I'm sitting there, and Bo goes, that was a nice play. I go, yeah, but there was an error, and they scored the tying run. He goes, well, still a nice play. I go, it's not a nice play if you don't finish it. It's half of a nice play. A nice play is you get up. And by the way, he was up in good fielding position. Like, it was athletic. Bro, he's got to make that throw.
He had time.
He had all the time.
He had time to get Merrill, even the fast Merrill at first base, with a somewhat accurate throw.
They literally called Campy like a noodle arm in the first inning. Then they said, and they get the very slow runner, Luis Campusano. And I'm like, what are you guys doing here on this broadcast? It was really, really odd. Then they did the Mookie package later on in the show, the animated package with Mookie Betts. Paulie, I'm not kidding you. They basically said, give him enough time, he can win a Masters green jacket. They said, there's nothing he can't do.
I saw the graphic.
You saw the graphic, muted. Yeah. And it was just like, you give him a scalpel, he could do open heart surgery probably by the weekend. Like, he doesn't need much. Like, he's a great player.
Is this your first Sunday night Dodgers-Padres broadcast?
It's not, obviously. But holy smokes, you can't forget that there's a baseball game going on in front of you as you're in the midst of doing things to the Dodgers players. I mean, it was crazy, and it was up and down the lineup. It was the pitching. It was all of it. And so, listen, at the end of the day, who cares? You got the huge, huge series win. Kept that thing rolling. What a moment for Jurickson Profar. What a moment that was. That ball was, 6 inches from going out for a grand slam? I couldn't have cared less that he didn't end up on third. They pinch ran for him anyway. Sugar got thrown out stealing third base. So, but they harped on Jurickson for a good solid half inning for not being at third on that too. So that was, it just sounded really obviously one-sided. But hey, man, at the end of the day, you come out with that series win. That's really all that matters. Just good fodder.
You mentioned the pettiness earlier.
Holy cow, dude.
And this was a good note that they had, that Dave Roberts, from the very start of the series, was like, you know, went right to Manny Machado, went to the umpires and said, hey, watch Manny Machado where he sets up in the on-deck circle. you know, he's too close. He's in the pitcher's field of vision. And the umpires went and talked to Manny. Manny was like, this.
He's like, what?
This is what I've always done. And you could see that it rankled the Padres. The Padres then, you saw the moment in the game yesterday when Mike Schilt was upset about the switching out of baseballs.
For Shohei.
For Shohei Ohtani. Apparently, the next home run, he tied Hideki Matsui with all-time home runs by an Asian-born or Japanese-born player. And the next one's going to be a quote-unquote milestone home run. So they have these special marked balls so they know which one's the right one if it gets hit into the stands. But they have to then switch them out for the pitchers. And it interrupts, obviously, whoever's in the game. And the time it was Wandy Peralta.
Yep.
They got, no, take the ball away from him. Oh, no, wait, take it away from him again. Give him this other ball. There's a game being played, and I certainly... It seems like overkill that you have to mark a baseball for Shohei Ohtani, you know, in his first
did that.
3 weeks at the Padres already.
That's what Schilt was upset about. Also, man, Pauly, I'm not kidding you. Mookie singled, I think, in his first AB, or doubled, singled and stole. Single and stole on the quote-unquote, like, weak throw of Luis Campusano.
He stole that on Yu Darvish, who's not good at holding runners, by the way.
All three of us could have a good shot at getting a bag off you. I mean, a decent enough shot to get a bag off of you. Paulie, Eduardo Perez was talking about, it sounded like this. Oh, my God. That secondary lead is the best. Look at Mookie's secondary lead. Oh, my God. That secondary lead. I'm like, you're pouching this guy for his secondary lead. Hit those four steps, you jump off and get an athletic. He never takes a pitch off. What? You're joking, dude. Come on. Like, give me a small, small breather. David Cone was the only one that was worth listening. He's the one that threw in the pretty relevant swing there from Jurickson Profar. You could hear Ravitch was devastated by that hit. And look, man, yeah, I'm glad you noticed it, because I knew I was going to be petty.
Yeah, you thought, oh, no, Ben's going to be the voice of reason there.
Yeah,
no,
correct. It was absurd.
It was a biased broadcast in favor of the Dodgers, and it was annoying and very satisfying for the Padres.
Somebody
said, talk
about the in-game interview with Profar. It was fantastic. And he said, no, I made a mistake on that pitch. I made a mistake there once I realized he was throwing a perfect game.
We'll talk about yesterday's game when we come back. And take your phone calls as well. You got some thoughts on what we just discussed from last night's win, 833-288-0973. We're just rolling with Padres talk. First 2 hours this morning on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.